Let's talk a little bit about the minimum acceptable rate of return. You may see it as minimum allowable rate of term, but you always find that acronym MARR. So most of the time when you're reading the book or looking through these notes, you'll just see that acronym right there. But it's always going to be some kind of interest rate that we're going to use for comparison when evaluating projects. Now, the minimum acceptable rate of return always represents a kind of opportunity cost. It's supposed to be something that you can do with your money other than putting it in these projects that you're going to be considering, these possible investments. And the easiest way that you can think of about this is it's simply an account that has an interest rate that's associated with it. And it's the same interest rate whether you're taking money out of the account in order to fund investments as when you have extra cash putting it into the account to earn a little bit extra interest, okay? So it's supposed to be the same interest rate. Now, in the real world, it usually doesn't work out that way, but that's a complication we're not quite going to play with here. So for our evaluations of investments, we're always going to be dealing with a single interest rate, even though this could be different over time. Now, in the real world, you have many possible sources for this particular interest rate. And here's the general hierarchy you go. The first thing you can do is ask. If you're in a large organization, you can essentially go to accounting and go, hey, look, I'm trying to do some costing on this project. Can you tell me what interest rate you'd like me to use to discount things? And usually they'll have some general standard, whatever it may be. And again, they'll just tell you what it is. This also works on other projects when you're dealing with someone who you're doing work for, like a client of some sort. For example, I recently did some work for the Portland Development Commission, and we were dealing with some things like whether they should turn some cabinetry from particle board into hardwood board, and we had to do some time value of money calculations. And so I asked them what is their usual rate for the minimum acceptable rate of return. They didn't actually have one, but I got to talk to them about what would be appropriate for them. We eventually came up with a number, 8%. So I actually talked the client through the process. Other clients have a standard. It's often going to be published. So if you're dealing with some government agencies, you can ask them where is their published standard. Oftentimes it'll be some kind of reference interest rate that's there. If you're dealing with the federal government, they publish it so it changes about once a week. And so you always have to say, well, look, I found this in the Congressional Registry, Congressional Register on this particular day. And they'll have different interest rates for different ranges. So they have one for projects between 1 and 3 years, another one for between 3 and 5. And so on down the line. So the protocol of asking works really well. Beyond the protocol of asking, what you're doing then is looking at, well, what are the alternate source of funds? And so if you're going to be, say, taking out a loan in order to fund your projects, your alternative source of funds could be the loan rate. And so it's essentially what you're being charged to borrow the money, and you can use that to evaluate your projects on whether it's a good idea or not, knowing that if you don't fund that project, that means you can actually lower the amount of money that you're borrowing and lower the amount of interest that you're paying. Other things you can do are to react to historically what's happened. And here's where I suggest that you take a look at some of the accounting ratios and specifically start taking a look at the return on assets and the return on common equity. What the return on assets actually represents is what your firm commonly gets from an investment. And so it represents the dollars that you get per year of every dollar that you actually invest in a project. And it makes sense as a reference interest rate, which you usually get. In practice, you don't use the return on assets directly. In practice, what you do is you use something like the return on assets plus 2% or the return on assets minus 2%, depending upon how aggressive you're trying to be about expansion. But the return on assets is a common reference interest rate that you use for deciding whether you're going to go forward. If you don't have that kind of history or you don't think it's appropriate, one of the things you can do is start looking at, well, what common rates of return do I get? What interest rate do I get for the same amount of risk? And so if you're looking at some risky projects, you can start looking at some risky firms and seeing, well, what are the growth rates of those particular stocks, or what are the dividend rates that those firms are using? And you can start to dial in on what an appropriate interest rate is. So anyway, these are the sources that you're going to have for the minimum acceptable rate of return. But I just wanted you to point out that most of the time, the best response on where to get this number is to ask somebody. And in this class, what I will be doing is most of the time just giving you the appropriate minimum acceptable rate of return.